Hi, this is Barry Donovan with First Impression Warrior. Thank you for joining us. First Impression Warrior is designed for you, the warrior that's on the front lines creating great first impressions for your clients. Whether you're a graphic designer, a freelancer, whether you're an agency or a print shop, we're here to help you grow your business. Now, let's get right to our podcast. In this podcast, we're going to finish up our three-part series on tips for enhancing your face-to-face networking. In part one, we talked about preparing for the networking event before you go, what to do. In part two, we talked about what to do while you're at the networking event itself. In this part, part three, we're going to talk about follow-up. What do you do after the event is over? So let's get right to it. The first thing I want to talk about is doing what you said you would do. Okay? The fastest way to establish trust is to follow through on a promise you made in an event and do it in a timely manner. The sooner, the better, and no more than 48 hours after the event, in my opinion. If you promise to contact the person to set up a meeting, do it. If you promise to send that person some information on a particular article or topic, do it. If you promise to connect the person to someone you know, do it. However, be involved in the introduction. Don't just email both parties and say, "Hey, Bill, this is Mary. Mary, meet Bill. I think you two could help each other." No, explain why and give a little background on both parties. If you can do an introduction via conference call instead of email, that would be a great idea. I know the telephone has become a vastly underused tool since the advent of email, and now with everybody texting, the telephone has just basically disappeared. Yes, we all have our phone with us, but it's really a computer and phone secondary. And last of all, don't forget to thank the people who refer others to you as well. Speaking of thanking, the next item I want to talk about is sending a thank you note. Now, Steve Sexney, a college friend of mine, a good buddy of mine, and a global business development head for an international investment firm, says, after you've met someone, send them a thank you card. In this day of technology, people still like receiving good old-fashioned mail and cards, and I couldn't agree with him more. Handwritten notes get attention. They show you took the time out of your busy day to think of the person. If a handwritten note is too much, maybe consider a service like sendoutcards.com. They'll print and mail your note with your signature and message for you. And while it's not as personal as a handwritten note, it does show that you took the time to think of them. Emailing someone a quick thank you note is easy. However, if you want to be remembered and separate yourself from the crowd, consider writing a handwritten note. I know a gentleman who worked for a chamber of commerce years and years ago when I first got started out of college that I met, and he sent a handwritten note to everyone he met at a function. Let me say that again. Everyone he met at a function. And if you've ever been to a chamber of commerce event, there are lots of people at those functions. And he did it, and this guy knew everybody. They knew him. It was a great, great tactic to use. He was sincere, but it was a good tactic. So do you think the people who received those notes remembered him the next time they saw him? Of course they did. The next item is building your contact list with a purpose. Don't be that person who gathers business cards and adds them to your CRM or email list without either getting their permission or having had a follow-up conversation with the person. Also, refrain from making a quote-unquote friend request on Facebook or a connection on LinkedIn until you've met a few times. I personally have a policy that I will not request or accept friend requests until I've had at least a follow-up one-on-one with a person and feel that this is someone I will like, trust, and can comfortably refer them to my friends and family. Now, I know many people prospect on LinkedIn by sending connection requests. How do you handle these inquiries? If it's someone you've met at an event and you have a subsequent follow-up meeting, then perhaps you accept it. If it comes out of the blue from someone you never met, only you can decide how to handle that. However, I suggest that if you choose to accept the reset, to accept the request, don't just click on the button. Set up a time to talk to that person on the telephone or via a conference call, a video conference call, and explore how each of you can help each other's business. Start building a relationship. The next item I want to talk about is providing value. Try to provide quality items or contacts of value. Quality is far more important than quantity here. This is one place that where the old saying, less is more, applies. If you listen carefully during your conversations with your new contact at the networking event, you should have jotted down a few items about that person and their interests. Knowing this information will help you provide items of relevant value to them. It's quite simple. The next item is setting up one-on-one meetings. Your first one-on-one meeting should be designed to let you get to know the person you're meeting with on a personal level. It is not an opportunity for a sales pitch. This is my opinion. So as such, I'm going to talk about some topics and suggestions for making your initial one-on-one fruitful. But first, focus on being a very good listener. So, in no particular order, location. Be aware of where the person that you're meeting with is coming from and set up a location that is convenient for the two of you. Try to pick a quiet spot where you can converse without straining to hear each other. Coffee shops, Panera, Corner Bakery, IHOP, the library are just a few places that you could consider. I'm sure there's local coffee shops or places that you can find that would work. Try to avoid meeting at each other's offices. A neutral ground is always best. Know ahead of time how to get to the meeting location, and be sure to have the person's cell number in case either of you are running late. So that's location, the meeting itself. Generally speaking, try to keep your first meeting to an hour or so. Be on time and respectful of the other person's time. And the discussion topics, remember, you're getting to know each other on a personal level. Here are some suggested topics that you might want to cover. Their background. Where did they grow up? Do they have any siblings? Are they married? Do they have any children? How old are their children? If they're older, what are they doing now? If they're younger, what activities are they involved in now? So a little bit about their background. Perhaps their education. Where did they go to high school? Did they attend college? If so, where? What did they study? Did you participate in any sports or activities in college or high school? What was their career path that led you to what you're doing today? There's another question you could ask them. Their activities. What hobbies do they enjoy? Are they involved in any volunteer work? Do they love to travel? If so, what's their favorite place they visited? Some other things. Any interesting facts you or your family or background would like to share? For example, it's the end of a great week and you have some free time on your hands. What would you do? So, next steps. Consider setting up a second one-on-one to learn more about each other's business. Okay, remember, the first one is more about the individual and your personal life. The second one, you delve into your business. And don't forget to send a thank you note and perhaps a handwritten one. So, that concludes our three-part series on enhancing your face-to-face networking effort. If you missed parts 1 and 2, you can find them at visibledigitalsolutions.com/blog. So that's it for this week. Make it a great weekend or week, depending on when you're listening to this, and we'll talk to you next time. Thank you for listening, and please share our podcast with others if you found it of value. If you're interested in learning more about our platform, Businessware, a platform that allows you to host, manage, and publish your custom-designed digital business cards, please visit visibledigitalsolutions.com. Thank you again, and go make it a great first impression.